Suzanne Hunter bringing you the world of arts and entertainment in Surrey and beyond on Brooklyn's Radio.
It's a delight to review a special charity performance of a show that takes you to the moon and back, and which appropriately features two stars of the stage and screen, the lovely Lucy Fleming and the super Simon Williams, whom you would have heard me interview about the show. It is, of course, Posting Letters to the Moon, and it features many moving, and I have to say amusing, letters sent between Lucy's mother, the actress, the acclaimed actress, Celia Johnson, and her adventurer, writer, father, Peter Fleming. Now, Lucy and Simon took to their director's seats on the stage, which was a lovely touch, which had the names of Celia Johnson and Peter Fleming on the seats themselves. Now, we'd already set the scene with some fantastic music, some lovely period music of the time, everything from Glenn Miller to Al Boley. And we also had the screen erected behind them, showing family photographs and photographs of Celia and Peter, which added to the atmosphere. And it literally gave us a snapshot of life between before the war and after the war, and the lives of these two people whose letters clearly show that they absolutely adored each other. What was also very apparent was the affection they had for each other, the endearing pet nicknames that they had for themselves and the children. Now, the pictures painted 1,000 words, but of course, painting the biggest picture were Lucy and Simon themselves. As soon as they entered the stage, they're extremely charming and very warm, and they vividly brought to life the words off the page of each letter, which were lovingly layered with sentiment and quite showing us quite a quirky side, actually, to Celia Johnson and Peter Fleming and their personalities. Now, they bring to the public some deeply personal and loving letters, and even in the Esher Theatre, the 300-seater was filled to capacity. It did allow for a very intimate feeling, and I think that was down to, well, I know it's down to their warmth and the relaxed energy that they have between them, and that really made for a wonderful exchange between the audience and themselves as they read the letters with tremendous feeling, and at times, obviously, injecting such a sense of fun about it as well. Now, it's a beautifully crafted show, and they strike a super balance of telling the story of where Celia and Peter were in their lives at that particular time of writing, and, of course, the reading of the letters themselves. It's a show that truly transports you back in time to the pre- and the post-war era, and we enjoy Celia talking about everything from her acting roles to the culinary adventures and the struggles on the farm. We also hear from Peter, all his diplomatic dramas. All the time, we're so aware of this wonderful personality and this shared sense of humour between them that makes for this show to be such a stylish example and exemplary attitudes of the day, which makes you really proud to be British. Now, Lucy and Simon are charmingly endearing, as I say, throughout. At times, with Lucy in particular, you feel you might be watching her mother as she really embodies everything about her, her voice, her thoughts and her spirit. At 1 hour 20, thereabouts, it really zips past and you feel like you're living the life of these lovely, courageous people, the actor and explorer team. Even though they might be miles apart, they were very much together in their hearts. Now, I thoroughly recommend catching this unique and perfectly crafted show, which really highlights the art of letter writing. And it reminds us how eloquent and entertaining people could be. Now, the show will be next at the Mill Studio Theatre in Guildford, a lovely space, smaller space, but I think it will really lend itself to the show. Now, that's on the 8th and 9th of March. And be sure to check out their website because they will be up and down the country on this tour. And the website is, of course, www.postingletterstothemoon.com. And remember, our interview will give you a lovely taster of what you can expect. It's a super interview and it remains on the website 24/7, of course. So all you need to go is look on Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment page, which can be found at www.brooklandsradio.co.uk/worldofarts.html. And that was Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the show Posting Letters to the Moon, starring Lucy Fleming and Simon Williams.
Suzanne Hunter bringing you the world of arts and entertainment in Surrey and beyond on Brooklyn's Radio.